You were right, Daddy, you were right again.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The show will be starting up in 2 minutes. Right now, getting the system all fired up and getting the show ready. We'll be starting in about 2 minutes. For right now, enjoy some tunes. You're listening to Daughter by Grace Morrison on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad to be here with you on this Monday afternoon, first Monday of April. And you know what that means. Baseball is just 3 days away. And I am fired up. I am absolutely fired up because baseball is in 3 days, and already going into this show, there's already breaking news surrounding the Boston Red Sox. And if you're a Red Sox fan, be prepared to be absolutely devastated and be prepared to also be not surprised by the news I'm about to deliver. So if you're just tuning into the program, just literally within minutes ago, the Boston Red Sox have announced that Chris Sale is going on the 60-day disabled list. This is according to Major League Baseball on Fox. And honestly, if you are a Red Sox fan, are you shocked? Are you surprised? How are you feeling? Because I, for one, always have believed that Chris Sale was going to be a vital part of this Boston Red Sox rotation going into the 2022 season. And now it's official. You're going to be without Chris Sale until June the earliest. Bad news? Yes. Surprising? Not really. This is almost like expecting a mule to carry a workload, knowing all well that it cannot carry the weight, that at some point it's going to break down. And this is exactly what happened. Chrisell broke down before he can even take that first step for the 2022 season. If you have any thoughts, feel free to call me at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I'll be here with you until 6 o'clock. So before I even continue, and that reminds me, for all the Muslims that are listening out there, Ramadan Mubarak. This is now day 3 of fasting. I talked about this at the end of the last show last Monday, in which that starting today, for the duration of the month of Ramadan, that is now in progress, I will be doing the show from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Specifically because when the show ends at 7, the time of the breaking of the fast comes in around 7:10, 7:12. And throughout the month as we move forward, the time will get pushed back a little later, and so forth. But for the time being, especially for the first couple of weeks, this show and next week's show, it will be 1 hour only from 5 to 6. So back to my point. The news of Chrisell missing the first 60 days, the first 2 months of the season, is it shocking? No. But here's something that I want to bring up because I was thinking about this just moments ago before I reminded everybody that this show is only going to be running for an hour today, not for the normal 2 hours that's usually on Mondays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that is, you remember back in March of 2019 where there was pressure on the Red Sox coming off the World Series title to sign Chris Sale to that contract extension. They signed him to a 5-year contract extension and so forth. Remember that? How does it look now? Honestly, I am so concerned because the thing that I keep thinking about and the thing that I truly have realized now is that when Chris Sale signed that 5-year, $145 million contract, prior to the beginning of the 2019 season, the number one concern that I had was, is this contract going to hold up in terms of value? And is Chris Sale going to be able to hold up in terms of his health and his durability over the course of a full major league season? So far, the answer has been a resounding no. So he's going to get paid $30 million this season. He is now officially entering year number what? Number four. He's entering year number four of the deal. After this season, he's got what? 2 more years, 2023 and 2024. With this latest injury, and you know that he's going to miss the first 2 months of the regular season, how concerned are you for the Boston Red Sox in terms of the pitcher rotation? And in terms of what you will need moving forward, and what does this mean for Chris Sale moving forward? Because the thing that I want all of you to realize, and I say this unbiasedly as well, I want all of you to realize that not only was the contract a bad idea back in 2019, but I also want you to realize that Chris Sale cannot be relied upon. And without Chris Sale in that rotation, your rotation is truly not as good or as potent as you would hope it would be. And that's no disrespect to Nathan Eovaldi. No disrespect to him whatsoever, because right now, that is your ace. You're fine there. But after that, I'm concerned. And it's interesting because I was reading a column earlier that was written by Tony Maserati of 98.5 The Sports Hub, in which he was detailing the five keys to the 2022 Boston Red Sox season. I'll talk about it a little later on in the show in greater detail because I believe that this is something that we have to have a conversation about. And one of the things that he mentioned, and the column was on 98.5thesportshub.com, was in regards to the health of Chris Sale. And now with the injury news of him missing the first 2 months, can we all admit and come to our senses now and realize that Chris Sale is never going to be what he was prior to 2018 ever again? He's never going to be that guy. I'm not talking about the guy in which that he doesn't have a fastball anymore, he can't strike guys out anymore. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is in terms of his durability and in terms of his dependability. Because prior to 2018, the 2018 World Series, he was that guy. Although he did miss parts of 2018 with the injuries as well. But it's one thing after another with Chris Sale. I'm not slamming the guy by any stretch of the imagination. If that's what it sounds like, then my apologies, but that's not what I'm doing. Because Chris Sale is a pretty damn good pitcher when he's healthy. But here's the harsh truth and the reality in regards to Chris Sale. He's 33 years old. He's getting older, not younger. And with his durability issues, this is something that the Red Sox should expect not only this season, but the next two seasons after, once he finds his way back to being healthy once again. The season starts in 3 days, and the Boston Red Sox are already down an important starter in this rotation. You need Chris Sale. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You need him in the rotation, especially if you are the Boston Red Sox, if you're a Red Sox fan who has World Series aspirations. But the reality is this. And there was an article that was written on RedSox.com by Ian Brown. It was just published 21 minutes ago. And if this could not have been any more true, then I don't know what is. Pitching will determine the Red Sox fate in 2022. I agree. I absolutely agree. And it's not hard to see why. Because now, without Chris Sale, and he's on the injured list for 60 days. Oh, by the way, their offseason pickup, Jace Paxton, also on the 60-day injured list as well. So you're down two starters. And your rotation looks like after Eovaldi, Nick Pivetta, Tanner Houck, Michael Wacha, and Rick Hill. The pitching is going to ultimately help the Red Sox swim, or it will sink to fourth or possibly last place in the American League East. And for those of you that are just joining in, I'm talking about Chris Sale and the injury that was broken in terms of the news that was broken about, let's say, about a half hour ago now, in which that Chris Sale is going to be on the injured list for the 60 days, and he's going to miss the first 2 months of the season. So, bye-bye, Chris Sale. I won't see you until sometime in June. But I just went through the rotation for you overall going into the 2022 season. And you're without Chris Sale. But the thing that I look at that has to be the most concerning when it comes to Chris Sale in particular, and the same could be said about James Paxton, because I saw the man pitch when he was a New York Yankee. And I already know that James Paxton, as a left-handed starter, another lefty, just like Chris Sale, he has power stuff. It's never been a question of stuff. Can he stay healthy? So now, Chris Sale and James Paxton, they're out for the first 2 months of the regular season. And then your question marks surrounding the rest of your rotation after Nathan Eovaldi, it's something in which that I look at that rotation, I say, that rotation cannot afford to struggle early on. It can't. Because here is the harsh reality, ladies and gentlemen. Your April schedule is not very forgiving at all. You got the series to start the year against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium starting on Thursday. After that, you got the series against the Tigers in Detroit, and then you come home against the Minnesota Twins, beginning with your home opener on Friday the 15th. That's next week Friday. That's three games. And then you got three games against the Toronto Blue Jays. And then, oh, by the way, you got a three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa and a four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays at the end of April, from April 25th to the 28th. So, when I sit here and I say that the Red Sox cannot afford to start off slow and they need their starting rotation to carry them the first month of the season, this is exactly why. Because your schedule is not doing you any favors. So you need Nathan Eovaldi to come up huge. You need Tanner Houck to come up huge. You need Nick Pivetta to come up huge. You need Rick Hill to be able to contribute meaningful innings and so forth to start the season. All of that is so important. And if it wasn't important before, it's even more important now, given the news surrounding Chris Sale. If you have thoughts on the Boston Red Sox in regards to the Chris Sale injury news, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Baseball season starts on Thursday, and I'm telling you, from my lips to God's ears, baseball season can't come fast enough. Because, of course, what better way to start the season than against your arch rival, the New York Yankees, in New York? Red Sox, Yankees to start the season, sign me up. Oh, by the way, I should also add weather permitting as well, because it is supposed to be absolutely dreadful weather-wise in New York for Thursday. So right now, that's not looking good on the weather front, that is. So if that game gets rained out, they'll make up that game on Friday, which was the scheduled off day. And they always have that one day off after the season opener, just in case if the game gets postponed due to inclement weather and so forth. But as far as for the Boston Red Sox, the news surrounding Chris Sale and his health, not the kind of news that you needed to hear going into the 2022 season. Because in my mind, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. My mind has already left spring training. I'm thinking about the start of the season now. 3 days. Three more days. We're going to take a break. Coming up next, we're going to look ahead to the keys to the 2022 Boston Red Sox and the absolute importance of these keys for this team. I want to tell you exactly what those keys are coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You own no home of no family.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Just a dream in the wind to carry me. Soon I'll
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. As I am here until 6 o'clock, again, if you're just tuning in, I'm going to basically re-explain everything that I just explained in the first segment. And if you missed last week's show, I talked about it at the end of that show, which you could hear on iHeartRadio on demand. Now, today is the third day of the month of Ramadan for Muslims. I am a Muslim myself, and we're now in day number 3, which means, for those that don't know what that would entail, that we are, as Muslims, fasting from sunrise to sunset. We are abstaining from food, we're abstaining from drink, you're abstaining from sexual relations, you are abstaining from all things that are basically that are basically full of temptation and lust during this holy month. So, because of the time of sunset and the time that the show would normally would end, the show would normally run until 7 o'clock. It was a 2-hour program normally. But because it runs directly into the time of the breaking of the fast and the sunset meal and so forth, I'm ending the show an hour early. Because logistically, it would give me time to get to the mosque and to be able to have my post fast meal for the day and to break my fast and to spend that final bit of time praying as well. So I've decided during this entire month of Ramadan, meaning that basically today's show in the next 3 weeks, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th, all of those shows will in fact just be the 1 hour from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. After Ramadan, the show will in fact return to being 2 hours. It will return to being a full 2 hours after Ramadan has concluded. And as of right now, Ramadan is scheduled to conclude literally at the beginning of May. I believe May 1st to be exact, God willing, depending on the sighting of the moon. So, with today's show and for the duration of the month of Ramadan, we're running the show from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So with that being said, we're going to continue on with the program. And we're going to talk about the Red Sox a bit more because, yes, NFL draft is coming up. Yes, the Bruins, they're in the midst of their playoff push. Yes, the Celtics, they had their home finale yesterday, which they completely annihilated the Washington Wizards yesterday. No surprise there. But baseball is starting up on Thursday, and the Red Sox are back in the picture, which means that starting Thursday, you'll have the Red Sox, you'll have the Bruins, and you'll have the Celtics all in action, basically. Celtics, they're about to start the NBA playoffs in very short order after the first round. The play-in tournament concludes, and as well as the Boston Bruins, the Stanley Cup playoffs will not start until officially May 2nd. Asked whether if that is going to be the starting date for the Boston Bruins, that remains to be seen. We'll see. So either way, Red Sox are back in the picture in terms of the local sports scene. You got 3 teams that are basically in play right now. The Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins. Speaking of the Red Sox, because I know Red Sox fans want to know, is there any sort of way that this team could potentially be a contender for a World Series title in 2022? There is a chance. I'm going to give this Red Sox Nation fan base some sort of hope. And as I do that, I'm going to give you the keys. The keys that is going to be so necessary for the Boston Red Sox in 2022. Because we got to talk about it. We started talking about the impact of Chris Sale and his 60-day stint on the injured list is going to impact the Red Sox starting rotation going into June and so forth. But there are some other factors I think that could determine the fate of the Boston Red Sox in 2022. So let's get right to it. First key. And I want to give credit to Tony Maserati, the new Red Sox analyst on NESN, who, by the way, we may have or may not have heard him, you know, pass gas live on the air on Saturday. Who knows? But yeah, everybody does it. But anyway, Tony Maz wrote a column that's on 985thesportshub.com, the five keys to success for the 2022 Boston Red Sox. Let's talk about it. Bullpen. We know that the bullpen is absolutely massively important. Can we talk about Matt Barnes? And that if this team is going to go back to Matt Barnes being the closer after losing the closing job last season, you need Matt Barnes to return back to pitching at an all-star level that he pitched at a season ago. Because for some reason, he has not been right, and this spring, his velocity is down, and I'm not necessarily encouraged based on what I've seen from Matt Barnes in terms of him being the closer. So, this is an excerpt from the column that Tony Maserati wrote on 985thesportshub.com. He talked about the bullpen. So, this is what he wrote. He said, each spring, former Red Sox manager Gray Little often joked that his wife would ask him the same question, how does your bullpen look? Based on the answer, she could forecast what kind of a year it would be for her husband. In 2022, for every team, this is truer than ever. And even so, it may be truer that for the Red Sox than anyone else. Last year, the American League relievers pitched a total of 9,162.2 innings, precisely 2,631.2 more than they did 10 years prior, an average of more than 175 innings per team. That's basically like taking one quality starter out of every starter rotation. In the entire major leagues, there were four starters who pitched 200 or more innings. Only Zach Wheeler pitched more than 210 innings. Get the picture? Individually, there are lots of keys to Sox bullpen, most notably Matt Barnes. Did I not just talk about Matt Barnes? You need Matt Barnes to return back to all-star level, because if he's not able to return back to the all-star closer that he was, this bullpen is toast. But I want to continue on with what Tony Maz wrote in his column. Individually, there are lots of keys to the Sox bullpen, most notably Matt Barnes, whose second-half difficulties hurt the Red Sox considerably last year. Barnes has looked more like himself this spring, and the Red Sox have added two lefties, Jake Diekman and Matt Strom, to give Cora more options. This will seemingly allow Cora to try Garrett Whitlock in a bulk role, but there are lots of questions with this group, and the season may depend on the answers. I genuinely agree with that. Let's start there, because even last year, I had my questions surrounding the Boston Red Sox bullpen. And this year, with a shortened spring training, with a shortened time for the pitchers to get themselves ready, is it fair to expect the pitchers to get off to a slower start than usual? Yes. Which is why, during the last segment, when I was going through the Red Sox schedule and talking about why they cannot afford to get off to a slow start, that was the reason why. You need your bullpen. You need your bullpen to be able to perform and get key important outs, especially if your bullpen is going to be giving you, at most, let's say roughly, an average of five innings per start. Because it's now a rarity in today's Major League Baseball that a starter is giving you at least seven innings. It's rare. And for the Boston Red Sox, You do not want to burn out your bullpen early. So, yes, your bullpen is going to be a massive key for the Red Sox successes or failures in 2022. I agree with Mass for a variety of reasons. But another reason why I genuinely agree with him, because you look at that bullpen and you compare it to the other bullpens in the division alone. You talk about the Rays, you talk about the Yankees, you talk about the Toronto Blue Jays even. You can make a legitimate argument that those three teams have better bullpens than the Boston Red Sox. On paper, of course. Let's just be honest. If there is a single weakness for this Boston Red Sox team going into 2022, the pitching. Specifically the bullpen. Another key that Tony Mass talked about in his column. And this one I thought was really interesting. He talked about Trevor Story and Jackie Bradley. I want to start with Jackie Bradley for a second, because Jackie Bradley, for the life of me, I genuinely do not understand the infatuation of Jackie Bradley Jr. by Red Sox Nation. Most notably, my friend Jared Carrabas. I don't get it. I genuinely don't understand why they love him so much when he's practically a career 215 hitter. He gives you very little offense. And if I'm going to be honest with you, the Red Sox were particularly stupid in trading away Hunter Renfroe, who, by the way, gave you 31 home runs last season. You traded offense away and adding a guy who cannot hit more. He can't hit over 215. He can't hit over 245 over the course of a full season. He had 6 home runs last season, 29 RBIs, 491 OPS. So you talk about a massive dip in offensive production from one of your outfielders? That's it. And I'm telling you, if this Jackie Bradley experiment, or should I say reunion, doesn't work, I'm going to look at Chaim Bloom and I'm going to look at him and say, "You moron. You thought that based on analytics that you would think that bringing Jackie Bradley would be a good idea again? And you're going to bank on Trevor Story, who, by the way, perfect segue, first year playing outside of Colorado. Is he truly as good of an offensive player as he was when he was in Denver? We are about to find out in very short order. But let me also make this mention real quick. There was another player, actually two players that is, who also left the Colorado Rockies in recent years, who we had the same questions for. Will they be able to perform offensively outside of Coors Field? And that is DJ LeMahieu and Nolan Arenado. And your answer was yes. They both did. LeMahieu had a bit of a down year last year. But by and large part, he has been one of the most consistent Yankee hitters in that lineup. Nolan Arenado. The Cardinals knew what they were getting for him when they acquired him in that deal with the Colorado Rockies. Needless to say, Nolan Arenado has worked out in St. Louis. In terms of the offensive numbers that he's put up in St. Louis, absolutely. And of course, it helps to be paired with Paul Goldschmidt in the middle of that lineup as well. But Trevor Story is an interesting case. Here's why. Trevor Story was a guy that you knew he could hit 300 or close to it. This is a guy that can hit to, let's say, roughly 30 home runs. And of course, you have the altitude effect as well. But what I'm curious about is, how does Trevor Story adjust to playing his home games at Fenway Park in comparison to Coors Field? Different ballpark. You're playing at, I'd say, basically below sea level, so to speak. And even you got the Green Monster in left as well. So I'm curious to see how he makes that kind of adjustment playing his home games at Fenway Park. Again, We're about to find out in very short order. Oh, by the way. Oh, man. The defense. The defense for the Boston Red Sox. Let's talk about that, please. Because if there was one thing that we knew last season, that was the Red Sox had some major concerns on the defensive side of the baseball, most notably on the right side of the infield. I mean, this season, you need your defense to absolutely not be a problem for you. And most notably, Rafael Devers. Get him to play premium third base, and this team will be A-OK. Tony Mazz wrote in his column, according to Fangraphs, the Red Sox ranked 10th in the American League in overall defense last year. 10th in the American League. Closer inspection revealed weaknesses that we all witnessed. The Sox ranked 12th among the 15 AL teams at third base and 14th at first base while committing a Major League 13 errors in right field. Wow. That was last season. But I think it's very fair to ask and wonder, how much will the Red Sox defense improve in 2022, considering all things? Considering that in right field, you know that Jackie Bradley Jr. can play a better right. He can. But will he bring his bat with him? Also, third base, Rafael Devers, you need him to step up defensively this year. I'm not worried about the offense when it comes to Devers, but I am concerned about when it comes to making the routine plays, not rushing throws. And the defense at first base, I think there is reason to be concerned. With all due respect to Bobby Dalbec. And I know that there were Red Sox fans last fall saying, well, he can hit for power. Yeah, he hit 25 home runs, but he was absolutely a problem defensively at first. There was a reason why that Kyle Schwarber played a handful of games at first. There was a reason why. And then lastly, the last part. Actually, it wasn't even the last part. Tony Mazz talked about Chris Sale. And I talked about Chris Sale in the first segment, so I want to skip that. But yes, Chris Sale and his health, so important. Him missing the first 2 months, maybe it'll be a blessing in disguise. Who knows? But only time will tell. But man, if there is one thing that Tony Mazz touched on that I agree with more than any other point that he made in his column, it's the importance of getting off to a solid start. He's right. Let me reiterate a point that I made in the first segment of the show. The Red Sox schedule is very unforgiving in this month. Very unforgiving. Why is it unforgiving? Allow me to tell you why. Let me give you the reminder as to exactly what the Red Sox are facing this month. Beginning on Thursday. The Red Sox, their schedule is starting with the Yankees on the road. But it doesn't end there. Not even close. It goes on to Detroit. It goes on to the Minnesota Twins, who they're playing their home opener next Friday, the 15th. Then they got the Blue Jays. Then they got the Tampa Bay Rays on the road. And they got the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. So, in terms of playoff teams, you got the Yankees. You got the Blue Jays, who have World Series expectations in their own right. And the Tampa Bay Rays. And the Toronto Blue Jays. You got the Blue Jays twice this month. You got the Tampa Bay Rays. You got the Yankees. You got the Twins. You got the Tigers. So, frankly, their schedule is not doing them any sort of favors whatsoever. Last year, they got up to a 17-10 start to start the 2020-21 season. Good enough to help them make the postseason. This year, with the American League East being as stacked as it is, with the Yankees, with the Blue Jays, with the Tampa Bay Rays, the Red Sox can ill afford to get up to a slow start. They cannot afford to get up to the start they got off to in 2019 when they got off to a 6-13 start and was never able to find their footing again throughout that season. They can't afford that. And those are the keys for the 2022 Boston Red Sox, in which that their season starts on Thursday afternoon, weather permitting. We had a music break, and we're going to take a break here. And coming up next, it baffles me how the NFL continues to show its remarkable hypocrisy. I want to tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Coming up next, right here on the Shukri Wright Show, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. We're here for just another 10 more minutes as we are concluding the show at 6 o'clock due to the month of Ramadan and its close proximity to sunset. Sunset is in about an hour and 15, 20 minutes from now. So the time of breaking up the fast for the day is approaching pretty quickly. And for those of you that are just tuning in or just dropping into the program, Ramadan started for Muslims Friday evening, which was the first night of Ramadan. Today is the third day of fasting. So I know for sure, like everybody else is, adjusting to fasting on an everyday basis. Because I know for sure, when I FaceTimed my mom earlier today, she was taking a nap and she was tired. And I don't fault her one bit. Here's why. Like, that was me yesterday. Yesterday, it was just horrible in terms of my energy level yesterday. And I had to remind myself yesterday that, you know, the first few days, slow down. So to all the Muslims that are out there, that maybe that are listening to the program or whatnot, slow down. If you're out there working, mashallah, tabarakallah. If you're out there doing your thing, working, you know, making ends meet or grinding or whatever, slow down the first few days. We've all been doing this for a while now. If you're new to it, you're learning a lesson, a doozy of a lesson early on. And that is, the first few days, your body is getting acclimated to several things. You're waking up early. You're fasting for, let's say, 14 hours at a time, at least here on the East Coast. Depending on where you are in the country, it may be different. I don't know. Or even in the world, it would definitely be different internationally. But the point is that it is certainly an adjustment period that we're going through right now. Give it a couple of more days. See where your body is. By that point, hopefully, the body will be accustomed to it. So, we got a couple more minutes left before I wrap up the program for today. And I want to talk about Daniel Snyder, because this topic and this man really makes me want to punch him through a wall. No, I'm not advocating for violence, by the way. That's not what I'm doing here. But there was an article that came out yesterday via Pro Football Talk. It's on NBCSports.com right now. And it's called, "If Allegations of Withholding Payments from the League Are True, Daniel Snyder Will Be Done," unquote. There is a whole video clip that I would play, but it's too long. And if the show was for 2 hours, I'd play it in its entirety so that you could hear it. Because it was a conversation between Mike Florio and as well as Peter King, who's also part of the Sunday Night Football coverage on NBC. So this is what the article was saying. "Saturday night's bombshell could be indeed the last straw for NFL and Daniel Snyder. AJ Perez of FrontOfficeSports.com reported last night that Congress is exploring whether the Washington Commanders withheld money that should have been surrendered to the league's visiting pool. As a league source with knowledge of the dynamics among owners told PFT, this would become Snyder's death knell as an owner if it's proven to be true." Let's stop right there, folks. So, the Commanders owner withholding money, withholding payments from the NFL, that's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back? Are you serious? This can't be real life. This cannot possibly be real life. So let me make sure I understand this correctly, ladies and gentlemen. Him grabbing booty in the work office, no big deal. Him being a misogynist, no big deal. Him being a racist, no big deal. Yes, because he refused to change the Washington Redskins team name for years until sponsors said, "You either change the name or we're not going to be sponsoring your team any longer." It was money that moved him, not his conscience. He did Lord knows what in terms of sexual misconduct in the workplace. toxic work environment, ran in leagues, one of the league's most prestigious franchises to the ground, and him withholding payments to the league is going to ultimately be the straw that breaks the camel's back. You know, nothing surprises me when it comes to the NFL no more. I'm serious. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because have we not seen this time and time again that the NFL doesn't have a conscience? They're driven by money. And the moment that you mess with our bottom line is the moment that you gotta go. Go ask Colin Kaepernick. Go ask Eric Reid, for example. But as far as owners are concerned, there's no examples to point to recency or even NFL history that, well, you messed up our money, so you gotta go. Bye-bye. But this has just gotta be absolutely so freaking grotesque that, you know what? No problem if you want to turn around and be a misogynistic pig. No big deal, right? No big deal if you want to treat your employees, especially your female employees, like absolute trash. Not a problem, right? Yet, when it comes to money, and when it comes to everything that is the letter G-R-E-E-N, green, how dare you? How dare you mess with our bottom line? Amazing. Just amazing. So we got about a couple more minutes left of this program, and I figure that now would be a good time to do the final thoughts here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. As, I mean, that story really just gets me annoyed. And it's a shame that that I just don't have the time to really get into it furthermore. But we will continue post-Ramadan. So, as I mentioned, we are now in the month of Ramadan for Muslims, and we're now on day number 3 of fasting. Still a period of adjusting to do in terms of the fasting aspect and whatnot. And it's definitely something that I believe that, you know, the first few days are usually I would say it's the hardest, because you're going from not fasting every day to fasting every day now. And what I'm saying is not a complaint by any stretch of the imagination. Oh, no. Because it's a blessing to be able to live to see another Ramadan. It truly is. Especially for me, knowing all of the family members I just lost within the past calendar year. Yeah, it's a blessing that I'm not going to take for granted. But all I'm saying is that now, back to doing radio shows in studio, whereas last Ramadan, that was not the case. I was still doing radio shows remotely. We were still, as a station, doing radio shows remotely last year. But now we've been back in studio since last September. And Ramadan being a factor in terms of the day-to-day operations and so forth, at least for me personally, for the next four weeks, it's definitely going to be a thing. So I'm going to be wrapping up the show in a matter of moments. I'll be back here again with you maybe later in the week, depending if I can grab a open slot. If one of the hosts, you know, says, hey, can't make it in, I'll try to make it in to do a fill-in show and whatnot. We'll go from there. But as of right now, to all of the Muslims out there and observing, Ramadan Mubarak, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. And for all of those who are fasting right now, may the Almighty, may God bless you